grandpa, I think he's from down around Moore, Dune, Flatton, or somewhere down in that neck of the woods.
Okay, let's see.
Yeah, well, the shooting boy, you know, down in there.
Okay. Okay, what do they do for a living, do you know?
Farm.
Okay. You ever think about their education?
No, I don't think about no education.
Okay. You know anything about where they were from before that?
No. I don't know. I can't go no further back than them.
Okay. You ever been married?
Uh-uh.
Okay. I'll scratch this next part.
Yeah.
Because that makes a difference, you know, the way you talk, too. If you live with somebody from New England all your life, you probably talk to them.
Yeah, with a New England drove.
Yeah. My mother's grandmother was from New England, and she's always quoting really strange things. Do you remember the house that you grew up in when you were a kid, or one of the houses you grew up in?
Yeah, I can go as far back as, let's see. Well, I was about six, I guess.
Yeah. Can you describe one of the houses so I could sort of draw a floor plan?
The first house I can remember, it was a two-room house.
Uh-huh.
It's one large bedroom and a kitchen.
Uh-huh.
That was the first one I could remember.
Did you have a name for a certain kind of house like that?
No, I don't know.
What shape were the rooms in? Were they?
This is the bedroom, and that's the kitchen, just like that. They're straight through,
uh-huh.
Like that there. Because
uh-huh.
I think after we got up, we used to call them, when it was about three or four, and we used to call them shotgun houses.
Uh-huh.
But
uh-huh.
I don't know whether a two-room house would be called a shotgun house or not.
What would you usually call a shotgun
house? Shotgun house would be a house like with about three rooms, just like this would be the front room, then that room there, and then right on back. It's straight through. You got one door that comes in the front, goes straight on through.
Uh-huh.
You got about three or four rooms right behind each other.
Yeah.
We used to call them shotgun houses.
I don't know how you can tell what's on my questions here, but you that was one of the things I was going to ask you about. Let's see. Can you describe to me, you know, like the different rooms and where they were in relation to each other and that kind of thing?
When a shotgun house?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, a shotgun house, back in them days, you didn't have a living room. It was all bedrooms because, you know, most people had children.
Yeah.
And so they didn't have no living room. So the front bedroom was always the mother and father's room. And the next two rooms was always either the daughter or either the son. And the kitchen was always on the back.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And a shotgun house, and of course, then that's one of the houses. And then I can remember another house we built in. It was a three-room house made with each room side of each other and a long kitchen across the back. Now, what kind of house you call that?
Long kitchen. It went all the way across
the back. All the way across the back.
Uh-huh.
And the two-bedroom was like this here, like that room and that room there.
Yeah.
And like the kitchen from here across there. That width of that was the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
But not only, but it was a porch that went from across the front part of the house.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what kind of house you call that. Now that's one of the houses.
Yeah.
I can remember. I guess I must have been, I remember that house from 1929, because we were living in that house when my first cousin was born, right up the street.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember that house very well. And the next house we moved in, it was a three-room house made like I guess you call it L. The room was cut out on the porch, like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you call that kind of house.
Uh-huh.
Two rooms on one side and one room on the other side.
Uh-huh.
And then a porch. Mm-hmm. I can remember that, but I think I must have been about six then. By that time, I was about six.
Yeah.